Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
This is Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm excited again because I have a founder, and you already know when I have a founder, I get excited. So I have Taryn Kalmar with us. She's the founder of Remote Team Wellness. Taryn, it is great to have you on the podcast.
It is a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, Sean.
All right. You see, you can't see what I see. She has probably one of the nicest smiles in the history of mankind. So you have to smile when you just look at her. So tell me, Taryn, how did you end up as an entrepreneur?
Oh, that's a big question. And it's been quite a journey to get to this point. I actually was very much, I've had pretty much every job under the sun. And I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit. I was actually speaking to someone about how I used to, when I was a kid, collect silkworms and cut out pieces of cardboard and spin silk around these pieces of cardboard and then sell them as bookmarks at school. And that was kind of my first entry into entrepreneurship. And I've always been really interested about, you know, finding different ways to innovate and solve problems for people. And so when I started studying anatomy, physiology, and osteopathy, I really realized that I wasn't going to work in a clinical setting or working at a hospital or working in a private practice, because that was basically just people coming in and asking me to solve problems for them rather than me showing them how to solve problems for themselves. And so from that journey, I decided to freelance and start consulting with hotels, resorts, and different corporates so that I could, you know, I could do different team building things and do retreats for people who were on holiday or people who were in need of just a deeper kind of connection within their company. And after COVID hit, that wasn't really that viable anymore. So it wasn't really possible for me to go and see all these clients in person or to work with hotels for 3-month engagements or anything like that. So I moved my kind of contracting company into an online digital space, and I started a virtual corporate wellness service so that companies can take care of their employees, their clients, and really prioritize well-being as we move forward in this new remote work era.
No, you have to pivot. So tell me a little bit, you guys do wellness, and I know that's yoga, meditation. So tell me your typical client and how your business serves them. I always like to kind of embed in my listeners that to have a successful business, there's not that many components to this. You have a target customer, somebody who's the most ideal person to buy what it is you offer. Okay. That's kind of it. And then how you're actually meeting that need that makes you unique from your competition. Basically, why are they buying from you? So kind of tell me what's unique about what you guys do and how you're doing it and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing that I would say, our typical and target client are busy teams, but very forward-thinking leaders, team leads, managers, CEOs, founders that really do have their people's well-being in mind and really want to make that a focus as we move into a space where we all have to work remotely now, and we've been relegated to making our home space, our living space, our fun space, our workspace, our everything space. And really doing that in an effective way. So any team that's really busy and in need of a little bit of downtime or connection outside of working or outside of office hours, that's our target client. And the way that we do that is we facilitate live virtual events. So sometimes one-off virtual retreats, but then also weekly, bi-monthly, and monthly wellness sessions. So with world-class facilitators, we connect our pre-vetted facilitators to these companies so that there's a whole done-for-you service. They don't have to go out and find a person to come and, you know, do a yoga class, a mindfulness class, a high-performance coaching class for them. They have that all at their fingertips when they engage our service.
And you're right that your best teams that want to build culture want to offer things like this. This is the next tier up. is that the mindfulness is huge. It's a huge space right now, and it reducing stress and people just feeling like you care about them more than just an employee. These are the added values that employers are offering, and it does make a difference.
100%. Well, I mean, employers can't do any of the same kind of gimmicky things that have been, working in the past. They can't take their employees out for drinks on a Friday. They can't, do like a golf day. All of those things have now completely ceased. So now thinking about how we can move forward, still keeping teams connected, keeping them centered, keeping them relaxed and grounded. That's really what we've
focused on. So they all kind of like sign in on like some massive Zoom call. So you have all these people on the screen and then you have somebody leading it.
Yeah, absolutely. So someone facilitating either a wellness session or I'll usually be popping in and out and hosting, making sure everyone knows when to come back and when to go and all of those kinds of things. But yeah, that's generally the rundown.
Unique idea. And that's what I love about the podcast, because I interview founders and the ideas are so broad. They're literally, I had a person on here yesterday who came up with robotics. And then I had one, it's from A to Z. I've had the guy who came up with Scrub Daddy, a sponge. There are so many ways to start a business. So tell me this, what do you wish you would have known when you first got started that you know now?
Oh, that's a good question. Data is everything.
it's so true. It eliminates emotional decisions.
Absolutely. So I think that the more if I would have focused more on data when I first started, I would have saved myself a whole lot of time, like collecting data around where people were actually spending their time, how people were responding to, Zoom being their new workspace and office space, and how they wanted to engage with it and interact with it. Moving forward. So again, the more data you have about the thing that you're trying to accomplish, thing you're trying to sell, or the target audience that you are trying to connect with, the better. Seriously, that's my main.
It's amazing. I was just thinking when you said that, it's kind of like Google and whatever, but Zoom is now a noun.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, you Zoom. It's like an Yeah, it's almost like a verb too, but it's like a variety of things. You Zoom. It's like riding a bike. You Zoom. You do a video conference and that word alone just says you're going to talk via video. It's just amazing. Yeah, it's in our vocabulary. Absolutely. Like a year ago, it was like you did it, but it wasn't all encompassing. Now you use it just like you would use the term Google.
Right? And I mean, Zoom's a company that isn't new. It's been around for years.
I know. Boy, they hit the mother.
They really hit the mother load. They were just positioned in the right moment.
There's a few that really hit it. Like Peloton hit it, because Peloton was kind of getting a little bit of a thrashing there. I mean, their stock was on the decline, and then people want fitness. They want to feel good, specifically when you're trapped in your house. Golly, you're like, okay, I should be doing something for myself.
100%. And I think where Peloton really won is having that external piece of equipment makes it like you're doing something, you have a separation, like you're moving to another space instead of just, putting on a YouTube video that you're working out to. You have somewhere that you go for your workouts. And I think that separation of spaces is what's really important in working from home or working from anywhere, to be able to know, like, this is where I live and do stuff, and this is where I do my work stuff, and this is where I do my fitness stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I think
they really hit the jackpot.
They did. I think the other thing that Peloton did, I'm a fitness person, is that they created a culture.
Absolutely.
Different. They're like, okay, we have a culture. We have people that exercise, they're highly driven, but they realize that exercise and being driven and kind of work together. Your most driven people typically, exercise and understand the value, because you can think better. And that's what I like. I do yoga in the morning. So when I saw what I told my team, I said, no, this would be a great guest, because it does help.
Absolutely.
Meditating, I don't have a long attention span. I don't, so I'm not great at it. So like 5 minutes of meditating for me feels like an hour, but it's good for me. It's so 100%. Good when I just shut everything down and I stay focused on something for, a sustained period of time. There is tremendous value in that.
I completely agree. And I'm glad that you do as well.
Reduces stress. Yeah, no, I was just thinking because I believe in I know that yoga works. Absolutely. As a person who has a bad back, yoga has been great for me. And meditation has absolutely reduced the stress for, I'm a high, very intense, high energy person. And these type of exercises. So I know, you know, regarding creating great culture and creating just a healthy staff, this is just such a great value add.
Yeah, completely agree.
Let me ask you this. So if you were hanging out with a friend and they were going to start a business, what would be your startup advice other than what you said? You know, data is great, but what's some maybe one or two other things that you like to share with people that are looking to start a business, some advice that you might share?
Make sure it's in an industry that you absolutely love. Make sure that it is something that you are very passionate about, because when it gets really challenging and you don't really know how you're going to continue, you don't know how you're going to move forward, it's the passion that's going to keep you moving and like focused and very driven to actually reach the goals that you have for your company. So being in an industry that you're passionate about, I think would be my number one piece of advice. And look, there are a whole lot of different, know why you're doing what you are doing.
And that's what I was going to get at. Cause I kind of I've learned in time to define passion. I'm older and like I'm passionate about golf, but I wouldn't buy a driving range. However, that passion, you've got to have something within this space that absolutely makes you get up in the morning and willing to work 16 hours. Your passion, my passion, it all may be different. Sometimes it varies, but you better wake up with something within either the industry, within business that excites you, what you're going to do with the money when you do okay with it. It's philanthropic, but you're right. You better have something that makes you want to do this, because you're going to face some valleys that are going to be pretty tough.
Absolutely. And it's in those moments that you really need to connect to purpose. And not a lot of people, you know, understand what that means until they do start a venture and they're like, oh my goodness, I don't know what the purpose of this is. I don't know why I did this. And I think that's the most important thing to connect with, like with why.
I agree. In my first book, I wrote The 8 Unbreakable Rules for Business Startup Success. And my first unbreakable rule was, why do you want to be an entrepreneur in the first place? 100%. I mean, we got to find that out, because if you don't have a great motivator, it may not be for you. I mean, employment works for a lot of people.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being gainfully employed. Seriously, this is a difficult road that takes quite a while and a lot of focus and a lot of dedication to actually get yourself to a point where, you know, you're out of the imposter syndrome. Well, actually, I don't know if that really ever goes away, but you're out of the space of feeling like, oh my goodness, am I literally just building this plane on like as it crashes to the ground, or
feels like it sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 100%.
I'm so excited. I have Taryn Kellmeyer. I probably am destroying her last name, but I'm doing the very best I can. She's the founder of Remote Team Wellness. And it's just so great to have you on the podcast here today and to kind of share some startup advice that we have. So what's the future for your company?
Oh, the future is so bright for my company. We're going to be doing so many more virtual retreats, because I really do feel as though, again, companies need that space for connection. They need just a time to come together that's scheduled. They have something that's on everyone's calendars. And even if they can't make the live session, they can still access the trainings afterwards, so that there is, again, that little bit of accountability from the company to provide wellness resources for the people in their team. The future is super bright. We're looking at really scaling up how many virtual events we do and just connecting more wellness providers with companies.
No, that's just a great vision, and you're providing tremendous value. I want to thank you so much, Taryn, for being on the podcast. I give you the floor for the next 30 seconds to a minute to talk about your company, how they can connect with you, but the floor is yours.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's been such a fantastic conversation. So you can find my company at remoteteamwellness.com and engage us for an organizational wellness assessment. We do a free 30-minute call and just talk about what your company has done in the past to sustain their wellness and how we can create a wellness program that will work for you moving forward. But also you can find us on all the social medias at Remote Team Wellness, and on Twitter, we are Remote Team Well.
No, and you gotta, because I get to do the video with her. And so you can just see how literally excited she is when she talks about this. And I feel the same way. When I talk about business, I jump out of my chair. It excites me. I love branding. I love the startup phase. I love building the teams. when you start talking about wellness and fitness, you just kind of glow. It's like I could talk about this all day long.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. And I definitely think you got to have some passion there. Taryn, I want to thank you so much for being on the podcast and being a guest today.
Thank you so much, Sean. It's been an absolute pleasure. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day.
We will. Hey, this is Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, where I bring you founders, we educate, we encourage, and we equip entrepreneurs for success. We will talk again soon.